So what's next? Are you going to do it again?
Interesting question. Next week, I'm traveling from Virginia up into Pennsylvania to visit family. And I have family in Kentucky, and we're going to swing through Ohio and look at some concession equipment that's for sale. And down through Kentucky, I'm looking at a trailer. So, yes, I'm going to do it again.
Gets
Steve.
In your blood, doesn't it? Hot Dog Profits, another episode of the original Hot Dog Cart Radio coming at you. Today I'm talking with Jack Clark. Jack, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
We got Jack on the line here because Jack recently sold his hot dog business. I've been following Jack for quite a while now. He's a student of ours and took our advice. We teach people when you start a hot dog business, build it to sell, meaning that Your business is really only worth the depreciated cost of equipment unless you build a brand, you build a customer base, and you have more than just used equipment to sell. So, Jack, why don't we start from the beginning and tell us how you got into the hot dog business?
Well, several years ago, we had a brick-and-mortar place, and I think anybody that's ever been in that business knows that's a tough road to hoe.
Yeah.
And we got out of it. I ended up relocating from Pennsylvania to Virginia with a full-time job. And I did some research and started hunting around, and I Googled different things with regard to food service and cart business and what have you. And, gee, Hot Dog Profits keep popping up. So I started getting involved with the blog and reading and buying your literature, and ended up with the easy built cart directions, along with ended up eventually with the cash tracker software. But I got into the business 4 years ago, and quite honestly, this is the third time that I've sold.
Oh, is it really? I wasn't aware of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I started out with originally with a the old 525 series hot dog cart.
Sure, that's a nice cart.
But I modified it. You know, after watching your videos, I saw there were some things that could be improved on it. So I modified that and then worked a year on it, and I decided then I could do something better.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up selling that, and then I turned around and built my own.
Now, the cart that you built, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it was that big diamond plate one, is that right?
That's exactly. I refer that as my two umbrella cart.
That thing, I've gotten more compliments. We posted pictures of that, I believe, maybe a couple of years ago. But it's just a gorgeous cart, and it's certainly big enough that you can probably do any size event with that thing. But that's one of the comments I hear all the time when people are looking at our website, buildahotdogcart.com, where we show you how to do the easy built cart, is how do I build one like Jack's? And I always answer, you know, anything's possible with our videos. You just watch them, and once you see how the cart's put together, you can really build anything. And you're certainly a testament to that, Jack, because that's a gorgeous cart.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we did get a lot of compliments. I got a lot of phone calls, and when I decided to sell the cart, I ended up having to actually make a personal phone call to make sure you marked it as sold, because I was getting so many calls. So
oh, okay.
It's a testament to how many people pay attention to your website as well.
Well, I appreciate that. So was that your second business sale?
That was the second one.
Okay,
yes.
And what happened from there?
Well, I bought a trailer. My wife and I, as right now we're 66 years old, and I decided a couple of years ago that something with air conditioning in it sounded kind of nice, and also built-in refrigeration. You know what tear down and setup is all about,
right?
Prep work and whatever. And we figured the trailer would reduce all of the labor involved, and it was very helpful. And but I was planning on just buying a trailer, and based on the knowledge I gained from building the cart that I had in your videos, I decided I'll work that in. Well, I got enough phone calls and inquiries, and I ended up getting an offer from a couple of college guys, and I couldn't afford not to sell it, so I had to scramble like crazy to get things together and get the trailer in place.
Okay.
And just as a side note, Steve, those two guys, they were involved with your blog as well, but they bought the trailer or the cart, set it up on campus, and I kept in touch with them, and last year they graduated from college, and they were selling it because they were going to move on and try and find jobs within the degrees that they had earned. So.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, I had not heard from those guys, so that's a neat story. Thanks for telling me about that.
Sure.
Very good. So you've built and sold three hot dog businesses.
Yes, I just actually this week, yesterday, I received a full payment for the trailer that I had put together.
Mm-hmm.
And people not too terribly far away from me purchased it, and we spent a lot of time talking, and actually I've agreed to help them the first and second day of opening up. We'll get them rolling with how to run the business.
So. Very good, very good. Now, when we say building a business to sell, the point is to be able to get more than just the price of used equipment. When you sold your businesses, what else came with that? In other words, did you have customer lists, locations, existing commissary deals, or anything like that? What else went with those carts?
Yeah, I kept a lot of all the information. I set up spreadsheets and recipes and things like that on my computer, and along with the equipment, I helped them with contact information, how to set up the business, how to get things operating, using stuff that I learned from the Carts of Cash training. I passed along.
Do you feel that got you a bonus on the sale price that you got for your equipment, as opposed to if you had just posted a used cart for sale?
Oh, yes. I made a profit, not only from the business itself, but when I sold it, I made a profit. I didn't just get the value of the equipment.
Very good. Very good. Now, as far as Cash Tracker, did you share your financials with the buyers?
Yeah, and I ran a P&L and showed them what was involved. And not only does that help with the sale, but ever since I started using Cash Tracker, I get a discount with my tax preparer because all the work's done for him.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. That saves your tax guy tons of work. I've heard from very many people that when they go in to get their taxes done, that their tax professional is very pleased with the profit and loss statement that they bring in. That really does simplify things. One of the other main benefits of Cash Tracker, other than what it was designed to do, which is simplify your bookkeeping immensely, is what you just said, Jack. When you go to sell, you've got a profit and loss statement that you can show the prospective buyer, and that proves beyond any doubt that you have a viable, profitable business that you're selling, not just used hot dog equipment. So I think that really probably helped you to get the profit on the sale of the business instead of just selling used equipment on the internet.
Yeah, without a doubt. There's a lot of people out there that they may be very good cooks and they'd love to get into the food service business, but there's a lot of things that they need to learn before they they jump out. I mean, let's face it, how many businesses are out there that, that shows the biggest loss than restaurant or food service? It's people
right.
getting into it and not knowing what what's going on or how to go about it. They just know they're good cooks and everybody loves their food. Well, there's a lot more to it.
Absolutely right. That reminds me of a book. It's called The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, and he describes that process exactly where I think he refers to the person who likes model trains, so they decide they're going to open a hobby store and sell model trains, and they realize that the two are not related whatsoever. Running a business is very much different than pursuing a hobby or a passion. So for everyone out there looking to get into the hot dog business, if you just love food, you love interacting with the customers, all that's great, and that probably does equip you very well to be successful in the business. However, most people don't know anything about the business end of running a business, so that's a place that we can really help you too. So you can turn that passion into a business as long as you treat it like a business.
Yeah, and you know, another area that you touch on, and that is, don't just sell them a hot dog, sell them an experience, and that's been the fun part of being in this business. I've been an environment, health, and safety manager for a major furniture manufacturer for over 34 years, and getting out on the street and working with people, and that's been the fun. That's been so much fun.
Great, yeah. Yeah, we definitely do recommend that, and that's selling an experience, not just a hot dog. That is what allows you to get $3 for a hot dog instead of a dollar, because
exactly.
you're no longer competing with 7-Eleven and the gas station hot dogs. So what did you do to sell an experience, not just a hot dog?
Well, for one thing, I started out wearing one of those cloth hot dogs on my head as a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
And it turned enough heads. I've actually had people pull in and say, we had to turn around and come back because our kids said they wanted to buy a hot dog from this guy.
Yeah.
You know? And so that was one of the things. And then my daughter, she made me some aprons that had hot dogs all over them, and just being out there and having fun with people. I bought gummy candies that looked like hot dogs, and
mm-hmm.
I would make sure that the kids got a gummy candy, and on my cart I had one of those Ooga horns, and when the kids bought a hot dog, I'd let them come over and push the button on the
cart. Oh, I love that. That's a great idea.
But, you know, just a matter of being out there and meeting and greeting.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Very good. So what's next? Are you going to do it again?
interesting question. Next week, I'm traveling from Virginia up into Pennsylvania to visit family. And I have family in Kentucky. And we're going to swing through Ohio and look at some concession equipment that's for sale. And down through Kentucky, I'm looking at a trailer. So, yes, I'm going to do it again.
It gets in your blood, doesn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's great. All right, Jack. Well, thanks for coming in and talking with us today. And your story is certainly inspiring for all those people who are thinking of getting into the business. Go back and listen to this a couple of times. Jack has some great points, and take notes, and you'll get a lot more information even on the second and the third listen that's going to help you be more successful. So, Jack, thanks again, for getting on Hot Dog Cart Radio with us today, but more than that, just for being an active part of our community for so many years. You've given a lot of people a lot of great information and tips through the blog and commenting on the articles that we write. So I just appreciate that very much. Thank you, Jack.
You're quite welcome. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Keep us posted. Send me pictures. And can't wait to follow your newest adventure.
Will do.
Okay, Jack. Take care.
Whether you want to start your own hot dog cart or you've already been slinging hot dogs for a while, there's something for you at my website, www.hotdogprofits.com. See you there.